It's Ruth.
It's Shayla.
And this is
Keeping It 100 with Ruth and Shayla. And today we're going to be talking about the difference between love and being in love.
Yeah, so we're going to basically be talking about love, some a topic that motherfuckers don't know what it is. So, yeah, nice. Anyways, we had to like restart this whole shit cuz this shit just went left. Facts. We're sipping on some wine because we're rich. You feel me? Napa, California wine. You feel me? Not that cheap shit that you get in the fucking store. Some real shit. But anyway, so going back to what we were saying, what is your definition of love?
Basically, everyone has different definitions, but my definition, I would just say it's when you genuinely, well, general wise, you pretty much care for this person. You give like your 100% all in that person no matter what. And that literally means no matter what. It's like anything. You can go through so much, overcome so many obstacles, but no matter what, you'll always have that genuine love for that person regardless. And you'll never, it won't never fade away.
Do you mean that in relationships or you mean that like in general? Like with like family and
everything? Yeah, general. Relationships,
so,
family.
So you say that love for you is like you're there supporting someone, yeah, no matter what, right?
Yeah, support, yeah.
Girl, is it the alcohol? My definition is just clear and simple. Mine's is more like God is love, because God is the one that created, you know, this world, and he, based on his mercy and his love, is why, you know, we're here. So yeah. Mine is just based on God is love. But the difference between saying you love someone and then saying you're in love with someone is, let's say, I could tell my mother, hey, mom, I love you, but am I in love with my mom? No. Or, like, say if I had, like, a guy friend, I could say, hey, you know, I love you so much, but, you know, I'm not in love with you. Yeah, you know, like, there's been, like, so many, like, movies that they're like, hey, bro, I love you, but yeah. I'm gonna look at you that way. Yeah. So, we're gonna basically give you the basics on how, like, to tell the difference between the two. So, I know... when you're in love with someone is that you know you're in love with them. So if I sit here and ask you, hey, are you in love with this person? And you gave me a straight answer right there, you're in love, bro. Yeah. Like, straight facts. If you sit there and you're one, right. Exactly. And I think love and being in love, so this is the difference. Being in love is like, what is that word? Is it affirmation? Is that a word?
Affirmation.
Like you're affirmed. Like know.
Affirmative.
Yeah. And being in love is like you're like, you know that... you know, excuse me, I'm so sorry. I'm trying so hard not to make the burp sound hella loud because I'm trying to be professional. It's the alcohol. But when you're in love with someone, you know that you're in love with them. Like, you don't even have to think twice.
Yeah.
You don't have to think twice. That's what I think being in love is. And, like, when you love someone, like, I can say I love Shayla because, you know, she's my ride or die. But am I in love with her? Obviously not. You know, I don't have feelings like that towards her. But, like, yeah, I think just, like, being in love is just, you know that you're in love with this person. And, like, kind of what Shayla was saying, like, that kind of falls within, like, loving someone and being in love. Like, being there for someone no matter what. But, yeah, I feel like if you're really in love with this person, you're going to be there no matter what.
Yeah.
And you know me. You know I'm that type of person. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be... I don't care. You could be living in LA and my bitch ass, yeah, I'm coming, right? Like, I'm just that type of person. Just like, especially if I'm really super down for you.
Yeah.
Like, this is my thing. Like, if I genuinely care for you, like, I love you, I'll be there. And if I'm in love with you and I'm doing all this shit, like, bro, I'm in love with you. Like, come on. Like, you see me, you know, like, this is, like, just an example. I'm just throwing it out there. This is me. This is, like, what I'm saying, what I do when I'm in love. Like, I, you know, I'm there for you. Like, I answer your calls. Like, I do whatever the hell it is that you... I do the impossible, basically, yeah. And the only thing with that, the only, like, downside with that is that obviously I don't look at, like, how I'm feeling. Like, oh, I'm mainly just focused on the person. Like, how does this person feel, like, if I'm not going to answer them? Or how does this person... like, how are they going to feel? Like, I mainly go for how the person feels. Like, I never, like... What am I trying to say, bro?
Well, you're all about them.
You feel me? Like, I'm all about them. That's how it is when I'm in love. Like, I don't know, like, if other people are the same way or if they're different, but obviously people show their love a different way. Like, I'm not saying, like, oh, you're going to be super open and say, hey, bro, I'm in love with you. Like, no, it's not like that, but there's, like, ways that you show a person that you really damn, like, you really fuck with this person. Like, I'm feeling you, shawty. You feel me?
I mean, you're shawty paying.
Facts. But that's, like, for me, that's how, like, being in love is. Like, yeah, what Shayla was saying, you're basically, like, you're ride or die. Like, no matter what happens, you're there for the person. You give it your all. And you don't even think twice. Like, if you know you're in love with this person, you're in love. Like,
yeah.
Hey, are you in love with so-and-so, X, Y, and Z?
You don't have to think about it.
Right, you don't think about it. And I think, like, this is, like, also for me. I'm just saying for me. Like, when I know I'm in love, like, how can I say it? I'm about to start spilling my secrets because I don't be doing none of this. But it's a podcast. It's fine. Because there's probably billions of people who feel the same way that I do. You feel me? So, clearly. Might as well just sit in the facts. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, this is for all you females out there. My beautiful woman. The real woman. Not the little bitches. Oh,
Lord,
help me, Lord. Oh, God. But, yeah, like, for me, I don't fall easy. Like, I don't know, like, you have to hit something inside my heart for me to fall for you. Like, it's a process. I think when you officially say, hey, I'm in love with this person, like, it's a process. It's not like, oh, I'm in love with you. No, like, why are you in love with this person? What about them makes you love them? Why, you know what I mean? Like, what is it that makes, do they make you happy? Do they make you sad? Can they bring you up when you're sad? You know what I mean? Like, that's also key things to knowing, like, when you're in love with someone, like, when you're in love with someone, like, no matter how pissed off or no matter how mad or sad or whatever the case may be, whatever feelings you feel, like, say you guys, like, argued or some shit and, like, you be mad at the person low-key, but you don't say it. And then when you're with them, you just don't feel, you forget all about it. Bro, you in love. Like, straight facts. Because I'm not even gonna lie, that'd be me. Like, I could be mad at this person, whatever, X, Y, and Z. Blah, blah, blah. But, like, if I'm with you and, like, see, that's what I mean. Like, that's what I mean. Like, I'd be pushing my feelings aside, which is not healthy because, obviously, that shit gets me in trouble. But that's, like, I'm just saying that's me. And maybe there's, like, people who are like me. I hope so because I don't want to be the only real, well, you know what? Fuck it. I am the only real bitch out here. You feel me? There's a dog barking. Is this under, I think this is under what hate about men.
What?
Okay, sorry guys, we had a technical difficulty up in here and I hope I can add this. Do you think I can?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, anyways, music, so. Yeah, I'm sorry guys, because I thought, like, the old podcast that we had of 2 weeks ago, I thought this was adding on to that, so I got distracted. But anyways, yeah. Enough with my blabbering. What do you think, bestie? Well, bestie, I feel like she's never had, like, being in love with someone, so bestie, I'm telling you now, don't fall in love. It ain't worth it. No, I'm just kidding. But what do you think, bestie?
I haven't hit that point yet, but like she said, you'll
don't hit it.
If you know, you know. You'll know. But I'm not, like, rushing into it. But I know once it happens, I'm not going to lie, it is going to scare me, but in a good way.
It's going to scare you? Why?
No, in a good way. Like, oh, like, finally found this person.
Why is it going to scare you? Like, I want to know generally why it's going to scare you.
Oh, no. I mean, like, in a good way.
No, but I want to know why.
Oh, like, in a sense, because I'm like, oh, I can finally understand, like, how it truly feels, like, from me.
Why is that scary, though?
Like, in a good way, like, oh, like, this, not scary, but I meant to say, like, what's that word? Like,
maybe let me rephrase my question. Are you scared to fall in love?
No.
So what are you trying to say?
Like, if it happens, it happens, but I it'll be, like, a good, it'll be, like, a good, fuck, I lost my train of thought.
For real, dude. Sorry, I'm just trying to clarify, like, what do you mean?
Basically.
That part.
Sorry. Because, like she was saying, if you'll know, and if someone asks you, like, the question, are you in love with that person? You don't even have to think about it. You'll instantly know.
Thanks.
And then for me, like, in a sense, It'll feel like, in my mind, like, oh shit, like, I really, this is what it feels like to you know, be in love with someone, like in love, like not just, you know, like going from liking to loving them.
So you feel like it's gonna be like a nervous excitement kind of? Yeah. Like anxious but like in a good way, like
yeah,
nerve wracking. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, she said scary. I'm like, what the hell?
No.
You've been hurt or some shit?
No, no,
I'm not even gonna lie. Love to me is scary. The way that I see it is because obviously you already know my situation. Like, you know how this is, whatever. We don't have to put it out there. But it is scary. Only to the fact because, you know, I've been in love before. And it's like, I don't want to be in love with the wrong person again. Because this is my thing. And this is the big difference between being in love with someone and just loving someone. So, mm-hmm. We'll call this my first love, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought this person was my first love. Like, I was like, oh, I'm in love with him. I've known this person from so many years, whatever. And I thought, like, oh, I think I fell in love with the idea. I didn't necessarily fall in love with the person, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I told you this before.
Yeah.
Drunk Chronicles, bro, you feel me? When I was drunk. Now I'm not drunk right now. But, what was my point?
Because
I fell in love with the idea, but not necessarily I fell in love with the person. I think this is the big key. Like, you have to, because I feel like love takes time. Like, it's just not something that's going to, it's going to be like this. Like, this is hard. Love is hard. But see, that's the thing. Like, you know, obviously we're not trying to paint a picture that love is perfect, because obviously no one's perfect out there. Like, of course God is love and God is perfect, but humans, like, I don't know, we're weird when it comes to love. Because, you know, some people have their traumas and they've dealt with, you know, shit in the past. That's basically what I was trying to say. Like, you know, my first love, I thought I was in love with this person, yada yada, whoop-dee-woo, whatever. And then I came to a realization, I'm like, damn, maybe I wasn't necessarily in love with the person. I have love for the kid, but am I in love with this person? And there's still, like, questions behind my head, but I feel like that's not being in love. Like, if you have all those, like,
questions.
Like, oh, do I see myself with this person? Oh, like, is this person the one for me? Am I insecure about it? Like, I feel like you're not in love. I feel like you may love the person. And, yeah, sure, you can have feelings for the person, but it's not necessarily, like, being in love. Like, I could say, oh, I have feelings for you, but is it being in love yet? No, because being in love is just something that's, in my eyes, it's super, like, it's big. Like, it's just
heavy.
Not one little thing. Like, oh, I have a crush on you. And, like, it's not that. Like, being in love is
heavy.
Serious.
Yeah.
It's heavy. It's serious. And
No, I think that's also why so many, like, especially in our generation today, it's like, when you say that, it's like a false sense. Like, people either they don't believe in it because, you know, of their past, or they just laugh because they think, oh,
you ain't in love.
That's still, oh, like, that still exists.
Right.
That's
And you know what? You have a good ass point, because even, like, in my family, they'd be like, you're not in love, you know. I'm like, I know, because that's the thing. Like, I know myself. I know, like, the person that, you know, we're whatever, this person, we know that how I feel about this person versus how I feel about the other person, whatever. I know that I'm in love with this person, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you came to ask me, hey, do you love this person, and I'm gonna tell you, and I can look at your face, like, I can straight up look at you and be like, yes, like, it's an affirmative that I love this, I'm in love with this person, I see. And then that's another, like, do you see yourself with this person? Yes. Do you see yourself having a future with this person? Yes. X, Y, and Z, whatever, we're not gonna, that's what being in love is. Loving someone is like, do you see a future with them? No. Do you, or let me rephrase that. Do you see yourself marrying that person? No, not really. Do you see a future? Yeah, I see them in my future, but not like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, oh, like, I see myself sleeping next, like, waking up to this person every day. I don't see myself. That's how I realized I was in love with my first quote-unquote love. Like, we'll just say that, because I don't want to ditch it and be like, oh, like, this person is not shit. No, this person will always have a special place in my heart. But it's not that, and you know what, it feels actually good saying that, because for so long I thought, damn, if I don't accept it within myself, like, do you love this person, like, are you in love with this person?
Or not.
Like, I used to think, like, oh, like, I was guilty for some reason. But I'm not. Like, I feel the way I feel. Shit yeah. happened with the person, and I don't feel the same way. Like, and I think, like, being in love, like, a lot of people say, oh, you fall out of love. Like, I don't think that that's true. Like, when you're in love with someone, I don't think you fall out of love. You'll never fall, yeah. I don't think so. Like, and I know maybe people will disagree because it's like, no, but you'll have problems. Of course you'll have problems, but if you're really, like what you said, like, if you're down for this person or if you guys are both down for each other, I'm nervous. I'm stuttering and everything. This is hard to talk about.
Yeah.
Because I don't really talk about this shit. And yeah. this is one of my biggest things that love is something that, damn, like.
My hand's sweaty.
I don't even think I should have drank this wine, Grace. But, anyways, what was I saying? Yeah, like, a lot of people are like, oh, you fall out of love. Like, no, like, I don't think you fall out of love when you're in love with someone. If another person is entertaining you, like, you're with this person that you claim you thought you were in love with, right? Or you said you were in love with, and then you see, like, another, you know, a beautiful girl with a hot-ass body, and, like, ooh, is she entertaining you? Obviously, like, you're gonna find some attractive, like, don't get me wrong, like, if, you know, if I see a pretty-ass girl, if I see a pretty guy, pretty. Or if I see a sexy-ass man, but, oh, he cute, but I'm not gonna be, like, oh, like, let me get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
no one else will, like, intrigue or...
Exactly, like, you're just for that person. I don't care if we sound old school, but that's just what being in love is, like...
Yeah.
You're not entertaining nobody else. You're not focused on anybody else. You're focused on the person you fell for. You're focused on the person that you said you were in love with. That's another thing, like, you're certain that you're in love with this person. You know what I mean? And it's like... and I know, like, it's old school... love, but it's like my grandparents, they were married for over, I think, 60 years or more, you know, rest in peace my grandma, she's not here no more, but, you know, they had their ups and downs, but they were always together, and obviously it's old school love, but, I mean, that's
in what, a general sense, it's, you know,
that's what I live in, you know what I'm saying, and unfortunately, you know, like, another example is, like, my mom and my dad obviously didn't last with my mom, and obviously he didn't, and there's another thing, like, he obviously wasn't in love with us, but I think my dad, like, I can't speak for him, but I honestly generally feel like my dad didn't even have enough love for his own children.
Yeah.
And he didn't even love my mom. Like, that's how I see it. Like, he wasn't in love with my mom. He cheated on her. Like, you know my dad's story. Like, he cheated on her. He did a whole bunch of other shit. And he left us. I feel like he never really loved his family. Like, if he went to go cheating and he left us, I don't think he was ever even... in love or loved us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it is sad because, you know, like, a lot of relationships don't... Are you gonna cry? I know, dude, like, I'm trying not to cry. I'm sorry, guys, this is about to get emotional for this bitch. But no, like, it's just how I'm trying to, like, explain it. Like, I'm not saying that love is perfect, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like my dad wasn't in love with my mom enough because he obviously left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he just didn't fight for love, and I think, like, you know, God bless him, I don't have any resentment toward my heart, but it's just, like, now that I'm older, I'm just realizing you didn't love your family enough, and you didn't love my mom enough, because you took your shit and you left, and I remember that day clearly. I've told you, Shayla knows about my story, she knows everything, like, shit, she knows when I piss, and then, no, I'm just kidding, but, yeah, like, it is what it is, but like I said, like, that's how I see love. Like, if it's that easy for you to leave your own family or whatever the case may be, I just don't think you know what love is. And then obviously, like, on our first podcast that we did, the major key of love is being in love with yourself, because you know, excuse me, I'm sorry, guys. How can you love somebody when you don't even love yourself? And obviously, my dad didn't love himself enough because he was doing dumb shit, you know.
Yeah.
But like I said, like, I don't have resentment or anything towards him. It's just how life, you know, how our life kind of turned. But how can I explain it? Like, obviously, yeah, love scares me. Like, being vulnerable with someone, it's like, damn, I'm just getting emotional. I can't. I'm sorry, guys. If we start to get teary, I'm really sorry. Because this, like I said, this is one of the serious topics. And we're going to have more serious topics. Because, you know, we be funny. We be switching it up. But this one, like, just hits me in, you know, in the gut. It hits me right there in my heart, bruh. Like, Because I just feel like the people that I've had in my life, they never knew how to love themselves, so...
They couldn't love anyone.
They couldn't love anyone else. And, but the crazy thing is, it's like... Damn. I don't want to start crying. The crazy, obviously, like, people aren't like me. I'm sorry, guys. I really don't want to cry.
Let it out.
Like, I'm me. My name is Ruth, right? God put me on this earth for a reason. And obviously, no one is like me. I'm my own person, right? And what I'm trying to say, like, obviously, you know, you can't love someone if you don't love yourself. But what I like, it's crazy because sometimes there'd be days where I don't even love myself, but I have so much love in my heart. And it's like, I don't even know how, I don't know why, but I think it's like, you know, God's love too, like his mercy towards me and like, you know, towards this world. But there are days where I, you know, I don't love myself, but I just have so much love for people. And you know, there's been people in my life that have taken advantage of that.
Yeah.
And it's built a wall. It's built like a, like literally, if I had a wall, like it's built like, you know, I've had to become, yeah, like that emotionally. And like, yeah, basically just emotionally. What the hell? Emotionally.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just obviously, like I said, people aren't like me, so I can't compare myself to others. And I'm not trying to sit here and compare myself to others, because that's the last thing I want to do. But it's just like, damn, like, how can people put through people, you know? Like, like, I know, obviously, like, there's a saying that hurt people hurt people. And that's obviously true, because there's been a lot of hurt people who've hurt me. And there's been a lot of people in my life that I've helped, and I've been there for them, and they, you know, left me to the dirt. And that's really toughened me up, and I'm not even, you know, trying to, like, rat out anybody, and I'm not doing that, because, you know, I forgive people or whatever. But there's been a lot of situations where it's like, damn, like, all of that shit that I've been through, like, it makes me not even love myself. But at the end of the day, like, I still have all this damn love in my heart that it's scary, because it's like, I don't even know if I'm making sense. I hope I am. Because I'm, like, stuttering. But what I'm trying to say is, like, love is just a powerful thing. Like, it's just, it's scary. It's scary for me because, you know, I've been hurt in the past. And I'm, like, and it's crazy because I'm young. Like, damn, you'd be like, oh, how old are you? Are you, like, 25? Are you there? No, yeah. I'm just 21. And I've already been through a hell in my lifetime. I'm not saying that I'm not going to continue going through shit because, you know, life continues. But it's like... Yeah, love is just for me, like, being in love, like, I love the idea of being in love with somebody. I love the idea of sharing you to another person, because when you're in love with somebody, you're basically giving yourself to that other person, which is, you know, why we're so, like, selective when it comes to, like, intimacy. And I know a lot of people aren't comfortable with that, like, you know, there's a lot of people who are not comfortable talking about that shit. But, you know, like, me as a woman, I am, like, I've never, you know, like we said before, we've never, like, had sex before, whatever. Because, and you call us old school and say, oh, whatever, these dumb bitches, it doesn't matter to us. Because at the end of the day, we have, you know, we believe what we believe in, and it is what it is.
Yeah, we're secure now.
Right, we're secure. Right, exactly. And it's like, I'm very selective when it comes to, like, you know, choosing who I want to invest my time in.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, that's what I was basically saying before. Like, it's not easy for me to, like, fall in love with you. But if I fell in love with you, like, just know you're special. Because it takes a lot. Like, when a guy comes near me, I'm telling you guys, you can even ask Shayla. I'd be like, no, I'm good. Thank you. Bye. Whatever. Left. Go. Bye. No. And that's another thing. Like, obviously, you know, I'm in love with the person, whatever. And there's, like, guys that come my way. And I'm just like, I'm not interested in you. And that's what we were saying. Like, if when you're in love with someone, nobody interests you. Like, it really, nobody interests me at all.
You don't even, like, it's...
I don't look that way. Like, yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. Like, it's good for company, I guess. But at the end of the day, it's like, this doesn't, like, the way that that person, you know, who makes me feel, these people...
change the way you feel.
Right. And then, like, the way that this person makes me feel is the way this person makes me feel. Nobody else can make me feel the way that you do.
No one else can top it.
Right. No one else can replace you. That's another thing. When you're in love, nobody else can replace the person you're in love with. Yeah. Sorry. And it's like, yeah, bro. I was getting emotional and everything. But what do you think, bestie? I've been rambling. No. You were going to say something, but then I didn't let you finish.
Yeah.
Well, I really do hope and pray we can add this. But anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, pretty much so, because... no one, like, yeah, like you said, no one else will interest you. Like, okay, a person may look your way, but you're like, oh, okay, that, well, you know, he's fine, but he's,
right.
he definitely won't ever get to me and won't make me feel that the way that other, like, the guy that, you know, I'm in love with makes me feel. Like, it won't even matter. It's just, like, a temporary feeling in the moment, but.
Right.
Yeah, like, it's a really big, really big deal, and. Like I said before, especially in today's generation, people think that they just laugh at you if you say, or, you know, like, oh, you think that still exists?
Right.
Which is sad to say, but...
hell yeah. There's a lot of people who don't even believe in being in love anymore.
Yeah, they think of it as a quote-unquote fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... I guess that can also be a different topic for next time, but... it's sad because in today's generation, people, they don't really... either they don't really know what it is, because, you know, well, let's say, you know, past situation or whatever, or, you know, they don't believe in it anymore because, you know, like I said, past or whatever they've been through. But it sucks because they won't even, what's that word? Like, they won't even, not try, but... like, let's say that person, you know, been through stuff, but someone else genuinely feels like they're in love with, you know, that person that's been through so much as was with, they won't even, they're, like, afraid of it because they don't, you know, mm-hmm. yeah, like, they don't want to get hurt again, which, of course, makes sense because, you know, what they've been through, but...
yeah, which is what I was trying to say, and then I just started getting teary. I couldn't even finish. Yeah, like I said, like... obviously, you know, being in love shouldn't be a scary thing, but for mm-hmm. someone coming from me, from someone who's been through, like, pain and shit, it's fucking scary, because it's like, then you, because, you know, this is another topic, we're going to be talking about, like, mental health later on, but, you know, I struggle with anxiety, I have, you know, a lot of people, I'm very open to talking about it, I don't care if, like, people are like, oh, you shouldn't be talking about it, like, you need to see attention, well, I don't care, whatever. Anxiety plays a big part, because when you have anxiety, you start to think about, oh shit, like, is this person gonna do me the same way? Maybe I'm better off just not, like, maybe I'm better off leaving this person, like, I just rather just stay away. And that's how I am, like, you know this, like, it's like, that's why I say it's hard for me to fall for somebody, because only because I have all of those thoughts, and because it's just hard. Like, you can't just impress me like that. Like, it will take a lot for you to impress me. And I'm not trying to sound, like, cocky, or I'm not trying to sound like, oh, like, I'm that bitch, which I'm not. I don't think I'm that bitch. But I do know my worth, and I do know what I want in my life. I do know, like, the kind of man that I want, you know what I mean? Like, knowing my worth. And that's another thing. Like, if I'm in love with you, that comes with loving your flaws. That comes with... being in love with somebody, that comes with loving every part of them. Yes. Not just the beautiful part.
Yeah.
Every part.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing. Like, I fall for people who have strong, strong, like, stories that just... you guys would be like, whoa. Like, I've heard it all, guys. Like, I've seen it all. I've heard it all. But I fall in love with people who just have, like... that urn to... how can I say it? Like... do you know deep down that they want to, like, fix themselves and they want to change? But it's just, like, they don't have it in them. And I think that's the reason why God has me here, to help people. Because I've helped so many people. And yeah, that does get tiring because it's like, oh, we're, who's there to help me? But at the same time, it's like, you know, it's always, for me, I've always said it's better to give than to receive. Do I feel like some people don't appreciate what I do? Yes. Does it sometimes feel, there's like ups and downs to it, but that's just the way that I am. And that comes with like loving someone and being in love with someone. Because this, I'm saying it from both perspectives. Like, what was I trying to say? I think I got my point, right?
Yeah.
Do you get what I was trying to say?
Yeah. Like, basically, just comes from both sides, being in love and loving a person. Yeah. But,
in a sense. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I fall in love with people who just have, like,
hard hitting stories.
Like, you motherfuckers, I be falling in love with y'all. I mean, not like that. I don't fall in love with everybody. I mean, like, I don't know. I just have a soft spot only because I feel like, Even if I didn't go through the shit I went through, I would still be the same. But it's like, you know, I just have a soft spot for people who have been through, like, shit in their lives.
Yeah.
Because it's like, in some way, I can connect. Like, yeah. I could be like, yeah, I understand you. Because that's another thing, like, you know, people who have been through shit, you know, they feel like they feel like people don't understand them. And I felt like that before. Like, oh, how can you understand how I feel if you've never been through what I've been through? You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people that I've, you know, dealt with or associated with. Okay, y'all, I'm really sorry. We had to keep cutting this shit because this shit is hard. This is a really hard topic. But yeah, anyways, what I was saying in the little last clip or whatever is, I mainly fall for, like, people. Or, like, I engage with people who have, like, who've been through shit in their lives. They have, like, a strong, like backpack, like, or whatever, or yeah, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah. So what do you think, bestie? I don't want to keep talking. I feel like I'm the
no.
You feel me?
I've never experienced being in love with someone.
Don't do it.
Yet.
I'm kidding.
Not yet. I'm still got some long ways to go. Right now I'm just trying to focus on myself, but if it happens. I just see it all as, you know, God's will.
Facts.
I'm not rushing I don't want to rush into anything, you know. Especially when it comes to, you know, in love. I'm not searching for anyone. Right now I'm doing me.
And like, I think that's how love works. Because even though you don't expect to be in love,
happens.
That's what happened to me.
Yeah, like, what
it happens.
That's why, yeah, like, I don't know, but just in case, I don't think I told you, but that's why I look at you and, you know, the person that, you know, you're in love with. I see you guys as an example because, you know, it happened. It was just like a prime example. Oh, look, if it happens, it happens. And,
yeah.
And it's all in God's timing. And it'll happen when you least expect it. And it'll come with ups and downs. Just
hell
like
yeah.
How anything in life
this shit
comes.
Hit me like a rock.
Yeah.
This shit said, boop. Boop.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, that's, and I think that's the wonderful thing about, like, finding love or, like, you know, being in love with someone is, like, it just...
Least expected.
Comes, yeah. It comes when you least expect it. And you know what? It could come... And this is how God always works. And this is why, like, I could sit here and preach about it. You know, I've had prophecies and everything in my life, and, you know, from pastors and stuff that prophesized, you know, to me and stuff. This is how God always works in my life. Every single time that, you know, a person has left and this... You know, from past relationships, like friendships and stuff. Because I mainly live my issue, like, in my life has been, like, friendships and finding someone who has been, like, kind of like me, like, loyal, not turning their back on me, trusting me, believing in me. That's always been kind of my main issue, not finding, I guess, the right friends. And that's the thing, like, I always thought it was me, but that's another story. That's a whole nother story we can talk about later on. But how God works in my life is, He always replaces someone for something better.
Yeah.
Like, for you. Like, against you. Right? You know?
Oh, yeah.
The person that I had before, back in middle school, this person did this. You know, I'm good with the person. You know, we already set aside the issues, yada, yada, whatever. But I was really hurt. Like, this person knows how hard I was on the situation.
Yeah.
And, guys, and I even stopped believing in friendships. Like, I said, no, I don't want... Nobody. If I have to be in high school by myself, I will be by myself. Yeah, you know
yeah.
what I mean. Like, I was it was a really hard thing to go through. And as a young kid, I was like, I was like, fucking what? How old we were in 7th grade? 12, 13, right? Yeah. Around there, 12, 11, 12. That shit was hard. That was mean, but... Yeah, like, basically what I was saying is that God gave me Shayla, kind of the saying, here, daughter, like, here, let me show you my love to you. Like,
yeah.
I gave you someone to replace what was lost in your life, and I'm gonna reproduce, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna rejuvenate you, if you want to say, I'm gonna make you reborn, I'm gonna make you change your perspective, kind of like a butterfly when I go through metamorphosis.
Man.
God is like, I'm gonna make you go to metamorphosis, and that's how God has always worked. And then the other friendship that I had, you know, like a lot of people know about this person was very toxic in my life, and it sucks to say, it's like hard to think about this person only because, you know, like, I've known this person for a very, like, since elementary, I've known this person for so long. Like, not that we talked or anything, but we were very close in middle school also. So when this person left 2 years ago, exactly, sorry, God put another person in my life.
Which is, for the record, pretty damn great, amazing for her, I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, God put another person in my life to replace what was lost. And that's what I said. That's when love was like, boom, I'm going to give it to you there. And I think that's how God works in my life, personally, for me.
Yeah.
And like I said, God can do this for many people. I'm not saying, like, oh, because, oh, I'm that shit. But I know where I stand with God is, like, I'm special. And that's what I've always been prophesied. Because, you know, like I said, like, there's been a, you know, points in my life where I felt like I didn't belong, I didn't want to be here, I didn't feel like I was worth even loving. But God always said, no, you're special, you're my princess, you're my daughter, you know. And that was the pastora prophesied to me on Tuesday, and she said, she was like, God says that you're not alone. He hears your prayers, even though, and that's what my mom, because it was my mom and then the pastora.
Oh, yeah.
They were both prophesizing at the same time, and she was like, God says that you know your purpose here. You never have to doubt it. You know why you're here. You're special to me. Like, and she was saying that God said that I have a special, like, God is waiting for me, and that I have a special place. But yeah, like, that's why I say, you know, God is love, and I've always had a strong relationship, you know, with God. And I'm not even gonna lie, like, sometimes I do feel like I've separated myself from him, but I could never thank God enough. Like, if I could say, I know God is here, but
yeah.
If I could, like, physically look at God and say, God, I love you, like, thank you so much for everything you've done, like, I would say that every single, you know, like, I mean, I could say it, and I do, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, like, in person, like, I say, God, like, your love, like, you're the reason why I'm alive. You've put these people in my life, you know, you've taken away the toxic people in my life, and that's love.
Yeah.
God loves all of us, and, you know, to even think that there's so many people out there who don't even know God, and it's like, and I think that's why this world doesn't know what love is, because without God, how can you know what love is?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, That's also another thing. Like, there's a lot of people, sadly, in this world who don't know who God is, or never heard of God, or they neglect him because, you know, of the shit they've been through. And I'm not no one to judge. Like I said, like, don't get me wrong, like, the shit that I've been through, it's made me tough, but I've never ever forgotten who was always there.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter the people that, you know, have left, that abandoned me, I know at the end of the day, God never abandons me. And I know that God put Shayla, like, literally, I'm telling you guys, like, I think Shayla's like an angel that God brought, because, man, I was really hurt, and I don't talk about this shit, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not vulnerable like this, I don't say it to anybody, but I hope that us doing this helps a lot of people out there who maybe don't know how to feel love. But I just want to say to everybody that feels alone or feels like, you know, like I said, they don't feel like they're capable of being in love or having love or being in love or whatever the case may be, know that there is someone out there that loves you, and that someone is God.
Yeah.
Period. Because I'm a living proof of that. And I'm literally, like I said, you know this too, like, I'm a miracle baby. I don't say this much. Like I said, I don't talk about a lot of things. I keep a lot of things inside, but I'm a miracle baby. And I think that's one other big key that God puts in my head when, you know, I felt low. Like, yeah. you're alive. You didn't die when you're a baby. Because, you know the story, it was either my mom or me, or we were both going to die.
Yeah.
So that's... I think that's why I have so much love. I know that's why I have so much love. Because I have God, and... You know, God is my example. And... You know, I'm never going to stop loving people only because I've been hurt. Like, am I going to have a wall up? Of course. Am I going to not be vulnerable?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, I will be vulnerable to you. If, you know, at the same time, like, I don't want to give my love out to the wrong people, because that's also been my issue. Like, I've just been like, oh, yeah, I'm going to love you. Let me love you. Like, that's me. Like, I've always been like, let me love you. Let me love you. Let me, let me be, like, your, you know, caregiver or whatever. But sometimes I think God is like, no, not everybody. Like, I'm not saying nobody deserves love. Like, everybody deserves love. But when you know, like, a toxic person, like, when you give different. Your love and they're just not, you know, it's not working out, God's like, okay, that's when it's the line, you know.
For you.
Cuts. Yeah. Right there. Like, it's done. There's nothing more else you can do for this person. This person needs to learn it on its own. Period, point blank, bye. But moral of the story is, I think love is a beautiful thing. I don't think it's wrong to be in love with somebody. Yes, it's scary, but at the end of the day, I feel like I'm grown enough to say, hey, you know, I could tell a person how I feel, you know, about if I'm in love with them or whatever. But yeah, like, I think that's the beauty of being in love is also just, like I said, like, kind of opening up your walls, like.
Yeah, I agree. Connecting.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying, like, oh, this person's gonna be your healer. No, because nobody can.
No, that's,
you know, that's Jesus. Jesus yeah. Christ, you know, my savior, all of that. But like I said, God puts people in our lives for a reason. It's like, and that's another thing, like, the big thing that I've had to learn is I have to allow myself to be helped. But at the same time, it's like, I put that wall up because, you know, when I ask for help, no one's, you know, like, it's just a kind of like a, that's a whole other story. That's off topic, but yeah, point blank period, moral of the story is, you know, I think just love in general is just a beautiful thing. You know, you can love somebody, not be in love with them, you can be in love with them, and, you know, vice versa, whatever, but the big difference between love and being in love is just, when you love someone, it's like, yeah, you know, like, let's just say me and you, like, I love you, right? Like, what's the big difference? I don't have, like, those romantic feelings towards you, or I don't feel like... But, like, I'm not saying I wouldn't, like, be there for you. Because, you know, that's just me. Like, I'll always be there. For me, the big difference is just, like, you say, are you in love with this person? Yes. Like, just affirmation. Like, you know you are. Like, you can answer the question. You can be like, do you see a future? Yes. That's how I see it. That's the big difference for me. What about you, bestie?
Basically the same thing, you know. Love is, you know, having care for that person, and of course, but there's no any type of romantic feelings involved. It's just like, you know, general sense of healthy love, like, I'll do whatever I can for you.
Yeah.
And then in love is like, okay, there's romantic feelings plus what's incorporated with, you know, having general love for someone, but it's 10 times stronger and a lot harder.
Yeah. You said it better.
Yeah, it's...
And I'm over here stuttering and shit. I'm like, oh, my.
Yeah, it's... And like you said, the beauty of it is that it has ups and downs, but that's what makes it so amazing. And if it doesn't have any downs, then it's not real, basically.
Yeah, because love's not going to be like, oh, pretty.
Not like in the movies.
Right. Oh, right now, like, it's not perfect, but at the same time, like, obviously God wishes for it to be perfect, but unfortunately this world got corrupted and nobody's perfect. We can live like, you know, Jesus and stuff, follow his footsteps, but we're not perfect.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like I said, the beauty of being in love is just knowing that you're in love with this person's flaws, and that should be enough for you and the person.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that kind of makes me upset, and it's mainly with the person. It's not you, but it's like the one thing that makes me say, oh, but I'm not good enough for you, I'm not worthy enough for you.
Yeah,
that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, if I, me, Ruth, Ruth Muñoz looks at you that way and is like loving you, knowing that you know all the flaws you have, that should say something. You should feel honored.
Yeah.
And I'm no one to be like, oh, you need to feel because Ruth is love. No, like, that's not what I'm trying to say, but I'm just saying, like, if someone is capable of loving you and your flaws, that should be enough for you.
Yeah.
And that should be like, dang, like, that should make you, like, be like, oh, damn, like, this person really does, like, this person felt hard for me. This person really is a ride or die.
No,
that says something, but that should say something about you. Like, this person loves me for me.
I'm worth loving.
And then you start to feel worth.
Yeah.
And you start to feel like you're, what the, you start to feel worth? You start to feel like you're worthy. Yeah. You're worthy enough. And
because you are.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Everybody is worth loving. Like, you know, there's, like, Lord, forgive me, but there's, like, criminals out there who, you know, feel like, oh, I'm not worth love, I did this, but God can forgive, and if we can't forgive, why, you know, how do we expect God to forgive us? It's, like I said, like, I'm not saying that we have to be like God, like, oh, I mean, like, we have to be God, no, like, follow his footsteps, follow what, you know, Jesus brought, you know, like, what he brought down here on earth, try to follow that, sorry, who's keeping you, but,
in a healthy way you can, of course, because if it's someone that's, you know, obviously
that's another thing, like, you gotta know the difference, like, if you know this person's not good enough, like, I'm not good enough, sorry, if this person is just, like, unhealthy, abusing you, unhealthy, like, my father, and unfortunately, that's when you cut it off. And that's what I admire about my mom, and I always talk highly about my mom, because she was a single mom of four children on her own, by herself.
Yeah.
She had three jobs. My dad didn't give a crap.
Mm-mm.
He left. You know what I mean? And it's like that. And I think another big example of love is my mom, because she didn't abandon her kids. She worked hard for us. And, you know, with my older, she did a whole bunch of shit.
She's still here.
She's still, right. And it's just, like I said, like, we've just been through a lot. But I just admire my mom because she's been so strong. But the base of that is God as well, so that's what I look up to, is just,
it's all godly or nothing.
Facts. It's just being faithful to God. Like I said, like, why doesn't God deserve my love when he gave us his only child for us? How can we not be deserving of love?
Yeah.
And it's sad because a lot of people don't know that.
Accept it.
Or they don't want to accept it, right? Because of the shit they've been through. But moral of the story, to sum this up, guys, because this was a really hard topic to talk about, God is love. We all deserve some sort of love, I guess. We deserve loving someone. We deserve being in love. We're capable of being in love. We're capable of receiving love.
Yeah.
And don't ever think that you're not, because we all are, even though you've done fucked up shit in the past, someone will see through that and be like, you're deserving. And when that someone sees that, you better get shit together and say, okay, this person is feeling me, this person loves me, let me get my shit together, let me start to change, let me start to love myself. So but yeah, guys, that wraps up this podcast.
Hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. I'm sorry if we got a little emotional. I'm not gonna lie. Kind of been suppressing my emotions. The little alcohol helped me to cry, because I've been holding it in, you feel me? But I hope this helped, you know, a lot of people out there who feel alone and don't feel like they'll ever find love. Because I used to be like that. I used to be like, oh, I'm never gonna find love. Oh, nobody loves me. Fuck that. I know my worth.
Yeah.
I know, you know, my purpose here. And yeah, so I hope you guys like this and fucking support us.
Subscribe.
You can. Yeah, actually, guys, our channel is on Apple, it's on Spotify, and it's on Anchor.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys can, you know, check it out on all of those platforms. I think it's going to take a little while for it to be on Apple Podcasts, but for sure, it's going to be on Spotify and Anchor, if anything. So support, guys. Subscribe and show some love. Share us out, bruh. What were we gonna say?
God.
Oh, Shayla. She got a little tongue twisted. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. They've been talking all day.
Right. Sorry. Shayla, let me leave.
Just follow us on Twitter as well.
Oh, yes.
Snapchat, our social media. Mine is Shayla Loved.
Or actually, yeah, because it's going to be it forever. I could just write it down.
Yeah, just do that. Yeah,
I'll just write down our social medias on this description, whatever, when it asks me to describe the podcast. So we'll leave all of that below. Please, no weirdos. Don't ask me for feet or leg pics. I'm sorry. I know some of y'all, no disrespect, but I ain't like that.
No nudes. No,
Shayla. Like nothing. I mean, I'm ugly for that, so I'm good. Don't say it. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.